USA Radio News.
With USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
It's like the tree falling in the forest. Did anybody hear it? I mean, how do we know what the truth is?
Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's attorney, clarifying his truth remark, telling Martha McCallum on Fox News.
You're talking about whether or not the president asked James Comey to go easy on Michael Flynn.
Because
James Comey says he did, and the president says he didn't.
That's right. And they will possibly charge him with perjury should he give that answer. That's why I'm saying in situations like this, to prosecutors, the truth is relative.
Giuliani's truth remark made during an interview with Chuck Todd on NBC's Meet the Press, it catches the attention of people on the right and the left.
Oh, it isn't truth. Truth isn't truth.
So will President Trump testify?
I'm not going to be rushed into having him testify so that he gets trapped into perjury. And when you tell me that, you know, he should testify because he's going to tell the truth and he shouldn't worry, well, that's so silly because it's somebody's version of the truth, not the truth.
This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Trump welcomes ICE agents to the White House. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
At the White House, President Trump posted ICE agents recognizing them for their dangerous work and what they do to keep our borders safe. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd on why President Trump is the man to fix our immigration system.
Most everything that he's done as far as immigration goes is effective. What he's doing, he's shining a spotlight on the problem, and until we solve that problem, we're going to continue to discuss this issue. Illegal immigration continues to rage. The amount of drugs that cross the border continues to flow across almost unfettered. In my 21-year career as a Border Patrol agent, we discuss this issue year in and year out, but we finally have a president that is actually trying to do something about it.
And a look now at your money on Wall Street. The market continuing last week's gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 56 points. The NASDAQ up 4. And the S&P 500 up almost 7 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
President Trump will likely revoke more security clearances from Obama-era employees at the Justice Department and other government agencies. Supporting this move, Trump's national security advisor, John Bolton. USA Radio's Rick Vincent with details.
White House national security advisor John Bolton tells ABC's This Week he backs President Trump's controversial decision to revoke the security clearance of former CIA director John Brennan.
It's something that I think was originally suggested by Senator Rand Paul, perhaps others. I was aware of it along with, I think, most of the president's other senior national security advisors a few weeks ago.
Bolton says Brennan and others in the Obama administration have been politicizing intelligence.
A woman falls from a cruise ship at sea and lives to tell about it. Here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
46-year-old British citizen Kay Longstaff says she fell from a Norwegian cruise line vessel in the Adriatic Sea on Sunday and was saved by the Croatian Coast Guard.
I fell off the back of the Norwegian Star, and I was in the water for 10 hours. So these wonderful guys rescued me.
Carrie Marafiotti is an American citizen who was also aboard the cruise ship.
I'm ecstatic that she was actually found alive. We just thought that that was crazy that after she was treading water for about 10 hours that that was even possible.
Both Marafiotti and Longstaff were speaking on NBC's Today Show. I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.